with this KLEM Sports Update for this Saturday, March 30th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Well, the Hinton Blackhawk wrestling program has gone through the ringer here the last couple of months or so, but it now has its new leaders for the upcoming 2024-2025 season. The Hinton School District announced on their Facebook page that Matt Pugh and Jordan Langley will co-head coach the Blackhawk program beginning with the upcoming 2024-2025 season. Coach Pugh began his time at Bishop Heelan in 2015, and Coach Langley joined him there in 2017. Since the 2015 season started, the Crusaders have sent 27 wrestlers to the state tournament and placed 10 on the podium, including the 2023 runner-up at 170 pounds. The Crusaders also were able to win the MRAC Dual Championship once. They qualified for regional duels twice and won a district tournament, as well as winning over 100 duels as co-head coaches. In their individual careers, Pugh was a wrestler at Columbus Junction, where he was able to qualify for the state tournament individually under legendary head coach Bill Plame, and was part of a runner-up team in the state dual tournament in 2006. He went on to wrestle collegiately at Coe College. Jordan Langley wrestled at Bishop Heelan. Of course, he ended up coaching there, where he had his best season as a junior, winning 37 matches for the Crusaders. He never qualified for the state tournament, but as he went on to his collegiate career at Morningside, he went on to be an All-American his senior year, where he placed 7th at the national tournament and finished the year with a final record of 24-13. Plenty of connections on that team, by the way. Akron Westfield native Joe Seaver was a 3rd-place finisher on that Morningside team, and current Morningside wrestling head coach Rulin Peterson placed 6th in that national tournament for the wrestling program. Coach Langley was quoted in the press release from Hinton Community School District saying, and quote, "Coach Pugh and I are very excited for the opportunity to be part of the Hinton Community School District." He went on to say, "We look forward to providing a culture of excellence that will help grow all of our athletes into better people, both on and off the mat." End quote. Coach Langley and Coach Pugh take over for the now outgoing head coach of the Hinton wrestling program, Casey Crawford, after a situation involving an assault allegation within the program dating back to the state dual tournament in February in Coralville that ended up leading to Casey Crawford resigning his wrestling coaching position. But again, the Hinton Community School District, their wrestling program has new leaders as co-head coaches Matt Pugh and Jordan Langley leaving the Bishop Heelan Catholic School system and coming over to Hinton Community School District, a great hire for the Blackhawk boys wrestling program. Let's move on outside of the area to some more sports news and notes. Yesterday, the Sweet 16 of the NCAA Men's Basketball National Tournament taking place, and the only area team still kicking, the Creighton Blue Jays, were knocked off by second-seeded Tennessee in the Sweet 16 yesterday by a final score of 82-75. Baylor Shireman did about all he could. He had 25 points to go along with 6 rebounds. Ryan Kalkbrenner, 14 points, 7 rebounds. Trey Alexander was strong, 13 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists. But it is not enough as the Creighton Blue Jays fall to the Tennessee Volunteers, 82-75 in the NCAA Division I Men's Basketball National Tournament. Other scores from yesterday in the men's tournament saw Purdue beat Gonzaga 80-68. Duke knocked off top seed Houston 54-51. And it was North Carolina State, the 11 seed, moving on to the Elite Eight, defeating second seeded Marquette 67-58. Looking at the NCAA Division I Women's Basketball National Tournament, Sweet 16 getting started yesterday around the country. Third-seeded Oregon State defeated Notre Dame 70-65. It was top-seed South Carolina winning a close one over Indiana 79-75. The North Carolina State women moved on to the Elite Eight as well as the men, defeating Stanford yesterday 77-67. And Texas took down Gonzaga 69-67. 47. We take a look now at the national tournament schedule for today. In the women's side of things, the Sweet 16 continues. Big matchup as Iowa takes on Colorado, top seed versus 5 seed. That game is this afternoon at 2:30. UCLA matches up with LSU. USC takes on the Baylor Bears. And UConn will take on Duke in the Sweet 16 today. In the Division I men's basketball national tournament, it'll be UConn against Illinois in the region final, the Elite Eight, and Alabama takes on Clemson, 4 versus 6 seed. The winner of those two matchups go to the Final Four. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website. You can find that at KLEM1410.com. Better yet, follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Saturday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.